I recall Cyril Elwell telling me of the tests that he made at Annapolis on behalf of the Navy. Could you elaborate on that?
George, I think you may be referring to the tests in the winter of 1912-13 from the Arlington Station to the cruiser USS Salem. These were historical tests in many ways, because they demonstrated so clearly and for the first time the advantages of continuous waves over damped waves. In December 1912, Cyril Elwell took a 30 kilowatt arc, a duplicate of the type we were using at the South San Francisco station, and installed it at the new naval station at Arlington, Virginia. That station had just installed a 100 kilowatt Fessenden 500 cycle synchronous rotary gap transmitter using compressed air condensers. This transmitter had previously been tested for some time from the Fessenden station, the National Electric Signaling Company station at Brant Rock, Massachusetts. Receiving station was in Macrahanish, Scotland. The Fessenden transmitter at Arlington was having its acceptance trials, and immediately following those, the Pilsen arc installed by the Federal Company was installed. Arrangements were made by the Navy whereby the cruiser Salem was equipped with all of the latest types of receiving equipment for both spark and continuous waves. A considerable personnel of technical talent from both the Navy and the Fessenden Company, the National Electric Signaling Company, was aboard the Salem. Arlington sent scheduled tests day and night, and the Salem sailed from the Delaware River eastward across the Atlantic, recording alternately on the arc, from the arc and from the spark transmitter. Signal strengths were measured by the shunted telephone method, and signals were judged for their quality for telegraph reception by ear. After about 1,200 miles, 1,200 to 1,500 miles out, it became apparent that the arc was beginning to be superior to the spark. And the arc received signals, daylight, in Gibraltar. It's the one of the receivers on the Salem was a beat frequency reception type of receiver. Now, this was before the days of the oscillating vacuum tube, so that the local oscillator for beat reception was a small laboratory arc about without magnetic field, about the size one could hold in their hand. These tests were doubly interesting to me because when I was with the National Electric Signaling Company at Bush Terminal, I was assigned, along with Robert B. Wolverton, who later became radio inspector in San Francisco and retired as a colonel in the Signal Corps of the United States Army. We had the assignment of developing these little arcs for beat frequency reception. Reginald Fessenden had been the inventor of the heterodyne type of reception, and the National Electric Signaling Company held patents on that. So that when the Salem began to receive the arc signals, it first used a ticker aboard Salem, and then also concurrently would listen in with the beat frequency reception with the little arcs. It was quite apparent that the beat frequency reception with the CW was quite superior to a beat frequency reception with a spark transmitter, for obvious reasons.